I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That guy just loves watermelon. Mm. It's fall now, though, and that's more of a summer fruit.
I'm with him.
Song of the summer. I just want to taste it. I just want to taste it.
Boy, that's come up a lot on the show already this morning, hasn't it?
Watermelon? I feel like that's the first time we've mentioned it. Anyway, it's time for the news. Here we go. Happy Friday, everybody.
The Radio Alice Report.
Love watermelon.
You do too?
Mm. My God, it's a perfect watermelon. What's better than that? Delicious. And cold,
I'm in
too.
Total agreement.
Put it in the fridge. I want it cold.
Wait, oh, what? That sounds dangerous.
What
we
now?
Might be talking about two different things.
We might be. Our,
this Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. That's where we went. Our kitchen came out great. You guys would not believe how. You want to see how great? Here, come with me for a second.
It's all right, Vinny.
I'll show you. Oh, I don't have headphones with me. I can't bring. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'll just
you know
show
what?
You real quick.
Listen,
wait,
don't.
I don't even have a camera on this thing. Never mind. I can't show you any of that.
You've got pictures of it up on your internet. And at RadioAlice.com, there's some pictures.
You know, I probably should have thought that through. But, you know, in the moment, it seemed like to make sense. And then I went, wait a minute. I don't even have a camera. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
I
can't you need more stuff. Of a mobile rig, I think. We need to have something
anyway,
that like, fits into a body
harness. All Natural Stone is open
harness.
By appointment. They'll help you with whatever it is you're up to in your home. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. All the good stuff. And they're also online at allnaturalstone.com. Love those guys. All right. Mm. Here's what's happening. Time changes next weekend. Not this weekend. Next weekend. So we're right around the corner.
Yay.
Enjoy these sunny, you know, later evenings because they're about to go poof.
It already feels like the sun's setting so early now. And
yeah,
it's going to be an hour.
It's already trending back that way, right? So the Eagles won in the NFL last night. The World Series is game three is tonight. And over the weekend, the Niners will play. Oh, you don't know. It's the Pats.
Oh, no.
The Niners and the Pats are going to play.
Well, that'll be a fun game.
Sure, it will.
I don't know who to root for.
You do. Actually,
it's
you
the
do.
Pats,
let me help you. It's the Niners.
The
you root for the Niners.
Oh, right. Sure. No, I'm a Pats fan. I can't even say that. I'll be in the room and the game will be on and when John starts yelling, I'll be like, yeah, you're right. That was a bad call. Oh, please do play it for me again. Yes.
Go Niners.
Go Pats.
All right. So here is some science news. You know, some people really like this. NASA and Nokia are putting a 4G cell network on the moon. It's to help astronauts communicate and control robots the next time we send people up there.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to have to settle there at some point. We're running out of room here. Sort of.
Oh, we're going to settle on the moon?
Sure. We got to have a moon base. And let's call it Moon Base Alpha, shall we?
All right. Could aliens be watching us from their planets far away?
Probably not.
A study at Cornell found more than 1,000 solar systems that have a perfect sight line to Earth. They're trillions of miles away, so they'd need, you know, technology.
Faster than light speed technology. Yeah, they can't. This is okay. Well, physics, throw those out the window.
Right. Throw them out the window.
Maybe they could watch us through a wormhole, a fold in space where time and distance have no meaning.
Right.
Yeah, that's what
I was thinking. A team of scientists in the Netherlands think they found a new organ located in our head. It's a set of salivary glands behind our nose that might help lubricate the throat. They discovered it by mistake while doing prostate cancer research, which, of course, eliminates this as a story because your prostate is on the other side of you. It's not only on the dark side of the moon there, but it's also, it doesn't go up anyway.
So they feel that this is a fully new organ that lubricates your throat. It's not just that you swallow spit down into your throat and... Okay, what a, you know, all right.
The Netherlands,
fine.
Everyone.
Thank you, the Netherlands.
Prostate cancer
so close.
Research.
It's amazing that a place like the Netherlands would screw up some kind of science into the nether regions.
Bryn.
Thank you.
Bryn.
He already, he saw that joke coming a mile away.
Do you want a rim solder?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
He's like, why are they searching in the head? That is the question. They really, they don't know their medical terms.
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You can't take any of this because they're going to the...
Yeah.
Scientists in Germany set a new record for the shortest unit of time ever measured.
Oh, yeah?
247 zeptoseconds. A zeptosecond, if you were about to ask, is 1 trillionth of a billionth of a second, or... 0.0 followed by another 19 zeros and then a one. A zeptosecond, everyone.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make up a new name for it. You know, mine is called an aspisecond, and it's whatever that is doubled. So I just discovered an even shorter period of time.
Okay, so...
Science.
Confused.
Our nerd news didn't go over today.
I loved
it. Sometimes you miss. You know, what are you going to do?
What are you kidding me? I love that. Every story was better than the last. Science. So good.
Life can be hard. You know.
Yes. Yep.
Even people who appear to have it made have stress. It's just a fact. Now, there are people who seem to say... I'm not dealing with crap. I've let go of the wheel. No, I will not.
Jesus, take the wheel.
I'm not participating in any of this.
Right.
And yet what they find out is being homeless is harder than any of it, I would think. I mean, it just doesn't look like that's easy.
Just looks uncomfortable.
Stress is part of living a normal life and just about anywhere you go. The new survey asked Americans, how much would you pay to have one single day with zero stress? The top answer was $500.
Oh, I thought that maybe people said, I can't afford that. Please, I got to get to work and I have things to do. And
right.
$500 though, huh?
$500 for a day.
Well, is that what it costs
for
a great day at a spa with a massage? And I don't know. Seems like that seems reasonable. I mean, 500 spa days? No. I would stress out about that.
That's what I'm
God,
saying.
God, you want to add stress to my life?
Of all the things for you to name.
People do that, though. I got to go to the spa and decompress. Oh, I need a massage. I need to let go. Like, you know, God, human would go 4-hour massages. I'm like, people touching you for 4 hours? No, thanks.
Yeah, I don't know how to luxuriate like that myself, but whatever.
Right. That is the term, to luxuriate like that.
I can't. And I even believe, let me give you an example. Your backyard is one of the things that you take great pride in, but I bet looking at it at any given moment, you go, oh, look at the mess over there.
Yep.
Or, hey, what's that leaf doing out of place?
Yep.
Darn it.
I can't tell you how many times I've brought my coffee out there and a book, and I sit down and I'm looking around and I'm like, I got to go get the clippers. I can't have that in my line of sight and continue to enjoy this space.
Those commie pinko squirrels are at it again.
Those damn squirrels. Don't even get me started. Jesus. I have created an army of monsters.
Do you sit there with bow and arrow now?
I don't, because I'm not going to kill them, you know. Oh. That seems wrong. They are little creatures.
So you're a bad shot.
Right. I don't want to just maim them. I'd want to take them out fully, so. I might have to get cats. When we had cats, we had no squirrels.
Oh. Well, you guys did build that crafty little cat crap hole, right?
Cat crap hole?
Yeah, don't you have like a kitty litter under the house?
Tunnel, yes. Oh, yes, we do. We do have that. It
How
goes
do
from...
I know that and you had to be reminded?
Well, you called it a cat crap hole. Like, I'm not sure why I got confused. There is a short tunnel that goes between a hallway and an outside, a closet that's accessed from the outside of the house. Yes, we have that. And it's, John is absolutely a genius. And I have a drawer that's only half depth because it goes behind that.
Well,
it's a useless drawer. I have one useless drawer and a cat crap hole.
With no cat.
With no cat.
Well,
and 1,000 squirrels.
I'm sure there's a ton of cats that would love to be adopted and have a cat crap hole and also kill squirrels for their food.
Mm-hmm. They only get fed if they bring me a squirrel.
Right. So. This is how it works around here.
Yep. Here's the rules, cat.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let me write some of the stuff that you guys send. By the way, it was one of those mornings. I got my printer. I'm having some electronics issues lately on top of all the other stuff. My printer
really?
Just
what?
Ate What's... some stuff this morning,
oh, no.
And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to fix that right now. You want to know something else that weird that happened?
Yes, I do. I want to know all the weird things.
When the power outages happened, our Xbox... like blew up, and I can't imagine how that's possible that you could lose your Xbox because the power went off, but the two things happened at the same time, so they have to, it can't be coincidence, right?
It seems unlikely. Is it possible that there's some kind of little mini surge before the crap
that's
shut
what
off?
I'm thinking maybe that's the case. The thing's toast.
Yeah, that happens.
It does.
It's
does
happened
it?
To a TV of mine before.
Just when the power went out, the thing fried.
Yeah, something about like a power surge is coming back, or I don't know the science.
Or just like
it,
an improper shutdown and cut of power.
It fries it somehow, yeah.
Yeah, the thing's toast. Like, I don't.
So what are you going to do about it, Vinny?
I got it. I guess we're going to have to get an October 23rd Xbox gift. Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to package that or sell that to anybody, but we need our Xbox back.
There's a kid who has a birthday next weekend. Why don't you give
you
her an Xbox? Here you go, hon. Here's an Xbox for you. This is for you.
All right. That sounds good. And then I finally got my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And I had to send the thing back.
What?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
It wouldn't wrist detect. So it was like going... put in your, like, I'd go, let me see what time it is, and it would go, put in your code, and I'm like, what? I can't put in the code every time I want to use you. You're
every
on
time
my
I
wrist.
Want to see what time it is. No,
come on. What do you mean to put in the code?
But isn't there an app for that where you would set it to not need the code?
Well, I can turn it the code entirely off, mm-hmm. but then a little 2-year-old bandit that sweeps every shelf in the house. Would likely pull that thing off, and then God knows what settings would be there when she finished with the thing. So,
well, and I assume you have your Apple Wallet on there, so suddenly Amazon is delivering all manner of 2-year-old toys.
Right, exactly right. So, but it wasn't wrist detecting, so it had to be sent. Anyway, I just went off on down a rabbit hole.
It's okay,
have.
Vinny.
Our
I like the weird stuff.
Our text number is... you know, when you get a brand new device and then you're like, oh my God, I got to send you back already.
It sucks. So especially bummed. Like if you're really looking forward to receiving something.
Yeah.
You've been so careful. You know, you're spending
it up.
Your hard earned money.
Was.
It did take over a month too, right?
Yeah.
It took a long time.
A month from the order date. And then I'm like, hey everyone, let me tell you what time it is. What the hell? Hold on.
It's doot, 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 doot.
What the stupid crap and... anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Vin, the pituitary gland in brain regulates hormones. The male hormone testosterone affects the prostate. They were studying the brain.
No, it's much funnier to say that they don't know where the nether regions are.
Right,
in the
we were trying to
be hilarious.
But good, you're right, 408.
And that, by the way, is the direct line between a male and the brain. That's where all the brain thought drains down into that area, removing the thought process from the functions of the male genitalia.
You heard it here first.
That's right. And that is science. That would be a great time to hit the button right there.
Right, we're out of here.
Okay.
It's male genitalia.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.